Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's JD and Paul, and we are back for another episode of the JD and Paul cast. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. This week, we're going to talk about E3 predictions and all this other stuff, and we might even chop it up about, I don't know, me doing Joe Rogan, what Paul's been up to, and all this other JS. So, with that being said, thank you for following us. Make sure you leave those reviews and write and all that cool stuff, and let's get into this new episode. Paul, how are you doing? Welcome back. We're here. Why are you smiling?
This is nothing. Guys, it's official. We have JD Witherspoon of the Joe Rogan podcast with us here.
Stupid.
To talk about his life experience and the power of the Joe Rogan effect.
The power of the Joe Rogan effect, man. It's
the Joe Rogan effect. So how are you feeling life after Rogan?
That's so dumb. I feel normal. Things are similar. I mean, I got a few new followers and stuff, but other than that, life seems the same, you know. But it was fun. It was really cool. It was an enjoyable afternoon.
Enjoyable afternoon. So walk us through it.
Like what? In what sense?
How'd you get there? And how was the pre-show? How was everything before going in? How was your dad?
How was it? I guess, I don't know. It was, normal. It was, I met Joe at the Comedy Store, said, what's up. And then I remember my dad mentioning, hey, tell him I said hi. And I was like, sure, whatever. And I said it in passing and he was like, oh, that's your dad. It's cool. And that was it, really. But then I ran back into him at the Improv, the Los Angeles, the Hollywood Improv is what you call it. And, we were chomping it up. And as we were talking to each other, I was trying to reintroduce myself because I was like, oh, I've kind of just met him in passing, it didn't really matter and whatnot. And then he was like, when I told him, oh, JD, nice to meet you again, he was like, oh no, I know who you are. He's like, I follow you on Instagram. I was like, oh, that's cool, that's random, I didn't know that. And then we were just talking about comedy and stand-up and all that, and then he was saying he said would you ever want to, he said, do you think your dad would ever want to do the podcast? I was like, sure, I don't see why not. And then he was like, would you want to ever do it? And I was like, yeah, sure. He was like, yeah, because it'd be cool to talk to, you know, little generations of comedy and whatnot. And I was like, hey man, I'm not against an invite, that sounds fun. And that's how it happened. And then we set it up for an earlier date, it didn't go through, and then we reconvened and ended up going what was last week. And yeah, you know, I took my dad, he didn't understand. I was trying to explain it the whole time.
I was gonna ask that next. I was like, how long did it take your dad to realize what a podcast was?
He knows what a podcast is, he just doesn't realize what a podcast is because he's done other podcasts. That's the funny thing, he's done one for Netflix and he's done one for like some other people. And I explained to him that's what we were doing, but I think it's one of those things where he thought, I think he knew we were like recording something, but he doesn't understand the concept of what it is. He doesn't understand that it's like a digital, is it a digital radio show? What would you call a podcast?
It's internet radio.
Internet much. Radio, right? Yeah. So I think
JD, how long until Joe Rogan gives me some money?
I will not lie. He did ask me that prior to us going. He was like, who getting paid? I was like, Dad, we're just guests on his podcast, man. I was like, don't worry. I was like,
where's the money?
It'll benefit your career, or not. I don't know. He's one of he's an old dude. Sorry for bouncing up and down. By the way, I'm sitting on an exercise ball.
Ooh, working those quads.
It's just good for your back, your lumbar. You know, like I'm sitting up, I'm sitting up straight. I feel good. You know. So
all that post Rogan glow, man.
I'm ready to eat that elk. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh man.
But no, my dad was, it was funny. It was funny because he was very much just not aware of what, I mean, I think he was aware of what was happening. I don't think he was aware of how its creation comes to be. Same with when I like make videos with him. I don't think he understands like everything I'm filming is possible footage that can go on my channel. And he's just like, why don't you just calm down? Let me just play the game. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't want to edit around all this. So, you know, but it was cool. It was enjoyable. And, you know, shout out to if there's listeners here, I appreciate.
Shout out to the new Joe Rogan people.
Yeah, true.
Shout out. I am Paul.
This is my best.
I'm not as famous as JD. But
if you if we keep podcasting consistently, you can. You can
I'm not as famous. I will be one day. But for now, my name is Paul Jones. I am single.
What? Why would you? What?
Slide into my DMs. It's very lonely.
I am single.
Summertime is here. I have no summer flings going on. So if you're over 25, get your boy up.
This man put a very specific age gate on it.
Yeah.
That's true. This is funny. That's so funny.
It's date your age minus 7.
Oh, is that what
plus
people...
Plus 2.
Minus 7 plus 2? Why don't you just say minus 5?
Because math. Trying to make it complicated.
That's funny. But yeah, this is Paul. Paul Jones. He's my best friend. I've known him since I was 2 years old, if not younger. In the womb.
Very long.
Womb buddies. But yeah, we are here. And basically, for new viewers, or excuse me, listeners, I got to stop saying viewers. It's because I'm making a video with this. But
viewers and listeners are the same thing.
This
one sees, one listens.
This is, yeah. And this is our podcast where we just sit back and talk about, well, we talk about like tech and video games and movies and stuff like that, but sometimes we'll just dive into any type of topic if we want to. And yeah, I guess this is one of them. The beginning of it, we're just talking right now, which is cool. How's your week been, Paul? What you been up to?
I nothing matters until Saturday for me.
Oh yeah, because
nothing matters.
The what's it called? The
Galaxy's Edge, baby.
Yeah, we talked about it on the last podcast, everybody.
Or two podcasts ago, one of those two.
Yeah, well, one was an update, but yeah, so
going Saturday.
You're going Saturday. To the Disneyland Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Correct. Get it right.
AKA Toontown 2.
No, Star Wars Land.
Yeah, whatever. But that's where you're going this week.
Something you do not care about, but I care about greatly.
I'm gonna check it out one day. I can't even get. I heard you can't even get into the park right now.
You can get. Oh no, Disneyland is empty. Like the park itself.
I thought you said
you want to go. Oh, to Disneyland?
It's just that part is everyone's yeah, running.
Everybody's
around.
Thinking that it's going to be super packed.
I thought
so.
It is.
Nobody's going.
Oh,
but
well,
for
then maybe
Star Wars Land. For Star Wars Land itself, it's. You can't go in there unless you have a reservation.
Oh.
But the reservation system is up on the 24th.
So after the 24th, everybody can come in?
Everybody, free reign. Everybody's going to be fighting. It'll be the perfect time to go to Disneyland if you have never been, so.
Yeah. I'm curious. Let me know how that Star Wars thing goes. I'm very curious to see how that's going to work. I'm sure it's fun.
I'm going to be recording it. It's going to be a vlog.
That's
on
cool.
My channel, which is going to be brought back and... And have some good times.
That sounds fun. What are you most excited to see there?
I don't even care about the ride. I just want to build a lightsaber.
Oh, you can build
a droid.
What when you build it out, is it built like the toy ones, or is it
no,
glass?
It's made out of metal.
Oh, it's like a metal
made
bar.
Out of metal. And there's a show that goes with it. The only problem is it costs too much goddamn money.
Does it cost like more than a ticket?
Oh yeah.
What? You have to go
to build a lightsaber. Oh, is that you or me?
That's me. My bad. Turn your phones down. Let's not.
It's both of us.
Let's not ruin this.
To build a lightsaber is $200.
Wow. It costs $130 to get into the park, right?
$154 on a pack day.
Wow, hilarious. So are you gonna buy it then? You're gonna buy it.
It's gonna be my birthday present for myself.
That's cool.
That and then
treat yourself.
The homie's gonna buy me a droid.
You can make. So, can you build a droid too?
Yeah.
Like, so what? Can it move around when you take it home?
Yeah, like it comes. Like you put it in the backpack, or you just let it like rock with you in the thing. It comes with like a remote control. I've explained this in the last podcast, but you weren't paying attention.
I don't. I remember you talking about the crystals, but I don't remember that. I don't remember the
you're
droid
a
thing.
Haircut, but like the droid, you can like take it with you and customize it with your colors. You can get like the BB-8 style or the regular style of R2 droids, and then like let's say like you put like a. It has a personality chip, so it acts like a faction system inside the land. So, like, if you're in an area controlled by, like, the rebels or whatnot, and you have a rebel chip, it's going to be, like, all happy and excited to be there because you're in its, like, home territory. But if, like, you're on the other side of the park, which is, like, First Order,
yeah,
the droid's going to start, like, beeping and shaking and, like, rattling around. Like, it's scared because you're, like, in enemy territory.
That's funny. So, wait, is it as big as that BB-8 that you could buy from Target back in the day?
I don't know. I don't know how big they are. I've never seen them in person. I've only seen them in video.
Because there's two versions. There's one that's like this big, and then there's one that's like that big, like the like fat.
It's about like
actual. It's not. Like, is it life size?
you're saying it's about like 14 and a half inches, so it's about a foot and a half.
14 and a half, that's like probably the size of a real BB-8, like in the movie.
So yeah, that's, but like they okay. also have, if you're balling, this is you after the Joe Rogan effect, you could buy a real R2-D2 for $25,000.
At the park?
At the park.
Oh, that's not happening. I'm completely fine with skipping over this ridiculous conversation. What are we talking about? We're talking about this. I mean, it sounds fun. I hope you go blow all your money, and I hope it's worth it. I want to see that lightsaber.
I got 4 hours, baby. 4 hours to...
Only 4 hours to hang out there?
That's as long the reservations are only 4 hours.
Oh, that's crazy. You got to make moves.
They're saying you can do the thing, but from what I've been hearing, it's a lie. You can't do all of the Star Wars land in the 4 hours that you have the time for.
No, you kind of plan your week around or your day or two.
Yeah, because the problem is, like, there's issues that I've been hearing so far about the land is, like, they didn't build it to capacity like you feel like they should have.
Oh, there needs to be more space.
Yeah, for, like, the bar that they have there, because, like, they have, like, a real bar where you can actually, like, buy drinks and get drunk. But, like, you can only fit 45 people in there at a time.
Yeah,
and then they can only be in there for like as long as they finish the drink, and then there's like a super long line. It's like they said the line just to get in the bar is 2 hours and 45 minutes.
The cantina, right?
Just to get into the cantina, yeah.
I mean, I know people are gonna want to do that though. The cantina is a classic.
Well, we got one in Hollywood, baby, which you can go to whenever.
There's a cantina here. What do you mean?
Scum and Villainy Cantina in Hollywood.
Is it made by Star Wars?
Not well. It's. A Star Land inspired area.
That's great. All right. Well, that yeah. I don't. That's
I'm
cool.
Skipping that though. When I go,
Let me know what it's like, and we can talk about it the following week. And I'm sure that I'm sure it'll be part of the podcast.
OC3, baby.
But yeah, man. Other than that, I mean, we can talk about other stuff. We both saw Godzilla, and you didn't like it, and I was like, I fell asleep on it. So I'm assuming it's meh.
See, my problem with the Godzilla movies is, and I know everybody's like, it's a Godzilla staple, is to focus around the people in their situations.
Yeah.
But
if you're a Godzilla fan, that doesn't matter.
Like, these people are stupid. Like, it's just dumb.
Mm.
And so, like, how... Spoilers, obviously, when we talk about movies.
Spoiler alert.
Like, the whole... mom situation where she's like, I want to save the planet by unleashing the worst monster I possibly can to help the planet.
Yeah. Oh, the beginning of the movie where they were like, yeah, I remember that, where she said, we need the ecosystem to be balanced again. That whole conversation by destroying the whole planet.
Pretty much killing everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's everybody's suggestion. Every movie, that's always it. We need to cleanse the earth and bring back the old ancient times so we can live in... I mean, that's Avengers. That's X-Men. That's like every movie.
At least Thanos wanted only half.
He wanted half the universe. She just wants Earth. So she's not as bad as Thanos.
No.
And then, Thanos. I'm sorry. My thing was, when I watched the movie, that CG was... It wasn't that good. When I saw... What's the three-headed one?
King Ghidorah. Or Ghidra.
Yeah,
the names change per movie.
Yeah, well, I didn't like it. I mean, it wasn't bad. Some scenes were worse than others, but I saw it the first time. I was like,
And the problem for like me is like they showed all the other monsters that were like in the movies, and I was like, I just want to see him fight or team up with King Kong right now.
Yeah, they alluded to King Kong so much so that I was like, just put in the movie, bring King.
He's in the movie.
You don't see
him. He's in the movie.
Wait, he was in it.
Yeah.
Was that the end?
No, like, you fell asleep.
Oh, no, yeah. But I was
there's
up.
There's a part
was...
where they release all the monsters.
Did they show him like they did
they
in
show
the
They show all
movie?
The monsters, and like you just see him kind of like in the... You see like his like top half like walking through trees.
Oh, okay.
But you
I
see
thought
him.
I saw that. All right, never mind. Well, eh.
There is a post-credit scene.
Oh, there was that too? I got it.
There was a post-credit
that
scene.
Movie did not hold my attention well. That's funny.
Yeah.
Tell me about
pretty
it.
Pretty much. Remember the head that Godzilla ripped off of the Ghidorah? So at the end, Tywin Lannister is just like in that fishing village. He's like, oh, yeah, we found this off the coast. Blah, 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 blah. And you walk in and it's just like a big room and the head that Godzilla ripped off was like just there, and he's like, "We'll take it."
Oh, that's, I guess that's cool.
To set up for the next movie, Godzilla versus King Kong, which inevitably the monster is going to come back to life through somehow, and then they're going to have to tag team to fight the Super Ghidorah.
But they've got like 9 movies set up for this and this whole universe. It just doesn't sound interesting.
Nobody cares,
right? I mean, it's not that I don't care. I like Godzilla. It's just something about this doesn't sound
Godzilla
super tantalizing or entertaining. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
It was okay.
I'm not sure how to feel about it. I guess I'm kind of just like, yeah, cool. It was the first hour and a half that I'd stayed away for. I enjoyed. But then I got sleepy.
I started tuning out after, like, we have a random bomb that nobody knows about.
Oh, the one that they sent and then it hit Godzilla and he was hurt.
Then he died.
Did he die? Yeah, yeah.
He went into hibernation.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mothra's like, "Huh, Godzilla, I love you."
Yeah, and, like, yeah, that was it. That was kind of whack.
Like, where he's at. And then this is the part you probably fell asleep on because you don't remember this. So Ken Watanabe goes into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "You'll die if you go in there because it's full of radiation." He's like, "I will do it to bring back Godzilla." And then he goes in and he brings a nuke to Godzilla. And then, like, he takes off his stupid, like, apparatus so he can, like, touch Godzilla.
Yeah.
And then he touches Godzilla and the bomb goes off. Then Godzilla becomes super strong. And yeah, then it turns.
Did Millie Bobby Brown have any scenes that mattered?
She, what did she do? She did.
I just remember her going orca. Like, "Mom, stop it, Mom."
Oh yeah, she stole the orca thing, the
box,
the box, and then she went to Fenway Stadium, and then plugged the orca into the sound system because they were saying like all of them can hear the sound, and if they hear the sound, they'll stop. She does it. Then King Ghidorah goes there and destroys. You know, in the teaser trailer, we see her like on the roof. That's that scene.
Oh, well, she. Okay. Well, I'll just wait. I'll wait till Stranger Things comes out because
summer next month.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff coming out on Netflix. Netflix always got stuff on the way.
Next month.
They stay ready. They stay ready. Well, Paul, E3's next week. Do you want to chop it up about. Are you excited this year, or is this a lackluster year?
Sure yet. Yes and no. Because like this is probably going to be the last year that we're going to have stuff for PS4 and Xbox One.
We're not getting anything for PS4, are we?
No, PlayStation's not having a conference. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
But like the rumor is this is probably going to be like the last year of
E3 in general.
Not E3 in general, but they've always been saying E3's dying. This might be the sign of that. Mm-hmm. Like, this Loki probably could be the last E3.
Yeah.
Just based off everybody just pulling out of the show floor and just not having conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all the companies that we are used to being there are gone. Like,
I thought the only important one was, well, I mean, the top three are mixed up now. It's Nintendo's world.
Yeah, Nintendo's the only one that's still there.
Xbox is across the street.
Xbox is at their stadium.
And PlayStation's not there at all.
PlayStation's not there at all. EA's at the Palladium again.
All by themselves? Oh, that outdoor thing we did?
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm only going to go just to see one thing.
What?
Jedi Fallen Order, baby.
I thought that... Is that a new one or is that the one that got canceled?
That's a new one.
That was like the Boba Fett spinoff. That one's canceled a while ago.
1313, that was canceled a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But there's that, and I think Activision's not there either. Hold on, let's E3 show floor. Attending show hours. E3 booths. E3 booths 2019. Let's see who is actually there. Media resources.
Well, while you're looking that up, has anybody seen these new? You know that all these trailers are dropping this week or last week.
Yeah.
Did you watch Death Stranding?
Yeah, but just like every Kojima game, I don't know what's happening.
I kind of like it though. I like that. I feel like he sat back and you know, how Konami kicked him to the curb. He sat back and said, "Oh, okay. Okay, you want to get rid of me? That's fine. It's all good. I've got backup plans." Cuz this, it's like, how did he, how, this, the game looks crazy good story-wise.
But I'm nervous though.
About what?
Because you never beat, what's it called, did you?
Metal Gear 5, no.
Yeah, because that game was going weird places, but it never finished because they ran out of time and money, and they had to release the game.
Well, hey, now
so,
it's
like,
time.
I don't want to be like, let's do this again, and there's no ending to the game, and the ending's like cut, and they release it as a cutscene.
I'm sure there won't be an ending. It's gonna special edition. He's going to make 3 or 4 of these. Death Stranding 1, Death Stranding 2. Stranding Death 3, double stranding 0.5628 over 3 days. You know how it is. But
yeah, I'm not hyped for it. I'm gonna watch it, obviously. Or not watch, I'm gonna buy it, obviously, just because it's
Kojima. I'm not crazy hyped for it,
but
either.
Like Balvin is like hype for that.
He's
like,
a Konami fan, of course.
He's a Kojima fan.
Kojima,
boy.
Konami, same guy. No,
but
I'm just
boy, but like, for me, it's just like, cool. I don't know what's happening, so I'm just not gonna.
Well, not until you understand. I mean, sure, it's just a game. I'm
gonna wait and play.
I think it's one of those things where it's very much the way I was watching. I was just like, okay, this man came through and said, "Oh, you want to take away my Metal Gear? Then I will make a better gear." Like that's.
Yeah, see, for me, I didn't really see too many Metal Gear connections.
No, I don't think there's a connection. I'm just saying, in the sense of him saying, "I'll make a better IP."
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be any connection. There can't be any connection to it.
That's why what's it called's in there? Del Toro, because of Silent Hills got canceled. PT.
Yeah, that was a special appearance. I'm sure he just wanted to be able to work with him in some sort of capacity. But yeah. I was going to say, have you also seen the Modern Warfare trailer?
Yeah, but I'm.
Don't care, right?
I'm over Call of Duty.
I mean, it looks good. They always look good. It's one of those things where
apparently it's a reboot. It's not like a sequel. It's a reboot of the
same
Modern
one.
Modern Warfare franchise. So it might be Modern Warfare again, but better.
I mean, I don't know. You usually play the storylines and beat them though, right?
Yeah, but the last one didn't have one. That's why I didn't even really play Black Ops 4.
Yeah, but well, look, there you go. You can jump right back on the wagon.
We'll see.
What else did
Mortal
I see?
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was
nice. They got the facial same face as my man from the first one.
The movie.
That's the same Raiden from the movie face.
No, it's not him.
That's him.
Nah.
That's him. Pull it up.
That's not him.
Pull it up.
Raiden was Highlander. Christopher Lambert.
That was him. Nah. Who's this guy?
It's just Raiden for the game. It's not based off of anybody.
It's Christopher Lambert age. What you mean?
No.
Bruh, that's Raiden, bro.
No.
That's him.
It's not him. It's okay. I'll let you believe that.
Well, then whoever's face it is.
You're not wearing your glasses right now.
I don't wear glasses. I don't need them. I got 50-50 vision.
Mm.
Also, what else is going on that I was going to mention to you? Well, there was that. There's Mortal Kombat. Spawn is going to be in Mortal Kombat for...
He was in what's it called, right? He was in
Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur 2, exclusive to Xbox.
Yeah, because that was the same one where Link was in the GameCube version.
And then Heihachi was in PlayStation.
That was a cool little three-way crossover they did.
Yeah, but I think everybody just bought the GameCube version to play as Link.
I remember you did. I remember.
I bought the Xbox version. You had.
Oh, Link. I had it. That's crazy.
Then they try to do that again with, was it Soul Calibur 4 or 3? Where was this like, oh, one person gets Darth Vader, the other person gets Yoda.
Oh, yeah. And they had the one from that game, the Paladin. That's not the right word.
Paladin.
I wanted to say that from Voltron, but I meant Padawan.
There you go.
I know what I'm talking about. All right, relax.
Okay.
All right, but it was Starkiller.
The Darth Sith.
Apprentice.
Starkiller from Force Unleashed.
Yeah. Okay. And that guy's like some actor from some show. I can't remember.
And he's also Deacon on Days Gone.
I didn't play that game.
And he's the voice of Darth Maul in the cartoons of Clone Wars and Rebels and in the movie. And then he's also the voice of Palpatine in the Clone Wars. And
That's great. That's great. You know a lot of knowledge about this guy. That's great.
Mr. Sam Witwer.
You know his name?
Yeah.
That's cool. What was I going to say? So, I mean, we haven't even really tapped into predictions yet. I was just going to say the only other thing that I watched the other day was a Smash Bros. VR reaction, which was just weird. That's what I wrote for my video. But Smash Bros. VR, you can use Smash Bros. With the VR thing.
Do you have that?
I don't have the Labo VR. I have regular Labo.
Dang, I forgot it was called Labo.
Yeah, but that's it. But yeah,
I was gonna say the Toy-Con. You need to get that.
You can't even like record it. Like, I mean, I don't know how you do, but it looks weird. All right, let's get into predictions. I don't have any. Do you have a prediction about this E3? I've got predictions because, well, do you need predictions? Because they already showed us stuff last year.
Things you want to see.
Either way, pre-3, we always do this, but I just don't.
Let's take it conference by conference.
Okay, yeah. Pull them up.
So I already got it in front of me.
Okay.
So starting June 9th, 4 o'clock Eastern.
Are we confirming what's coming out this year, or are we going to talk about what's going to be announced? I feel like all the announcements came out last year and nothing came out this year.
Yes, but Microsoft says they have 14 first-party games
that are ready to
show
go
this year.
Oh, okay. Microsoft always got stuff to show off.
But like everybody's saying, like they don't have exclusives, and they're like, oh yeah, but we're bringing some.
They got Halo.
But honestly think that they're coming out for the next gen, truthfully.
All right, so what's the first conference?
First conference is Xbox.
All right, so my prediction is that we get a release date on Halo Infinite, hopefully.
I will say that we get a release date for Halo Infinite, but then at the end of the credits, coming soon
to
Xbox One, Two,
Three, Four.
Or Xbox.
What is the next? What is the new Xbox going to be called? Wait, so is there a new one? Are we getting something new now? I guess it has been 2014. That is almost 6 years ago.
See, the problem is we got spoiled with the last generation because that lasted way too long.
This one that we just had?
No, the one before, the 360.
Oh, 360 PS3.
That lasted like what, 7, 8, like close to 10 years.
I mean, hey, man, it ain't tricking if you got it. Hey, they just milking it, I guess.
Yeah, but like the real is like 5 to 6 years is the usual lifespan of the generation. We're at the end.
Yeah, I guess we are, but we're not at the end for the Switch. We're at the middle. Hardly.
You forget that Nintendo is always
one.
Sorry, shout out to Nintendo.
Hey, you about to say something wild on my you know Nintendo, my people. You about to say Nintendo is always one step ahead. Is what you wanted to say.
Exactly.
And what were you about to say? 3 steps back.
No. They are Nintendo is amazing at innovation in gameplay.
Using
amazing mechanics to create games like Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker or Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, they make good stuff.
But that being said, graphically and system wise, Nintendo's kind of far back. Just a little bit.
It's true.
We're finally getting PS3, Xbox 360 graphics.
Hey, relax. The Smash Bros. A little up to date with it. What's the Mario looks good. They all look good. They all look good. You know what it is? They all look next gen Nintendo level. That's all it is.
Right. They're not 4K.
Well, you just got to think about their render models. A majority of their characters are like soft and circular and just, you know, they're like shapely.
They work with what they have. But imagine.
Oh, you talking about
Smash Brothers 4K 60.
Please back away from the microphone.
Ultra graphics.
You are ruining our podcast listeners' experience. Do not do that. Paul, don't do it again.
Imagine.
Jeez.
4K.
Uh-huh.
Glorious graphics, PC level quality.
So it would just
remember
it,
the pants on Mario's pants in Melee.
It would just be
imagine that times 100.
Yeah, but it would just be
you can feel the pants.
Boy, if you don't stop cutting me off, listen. It would just be high rendered like soft materials. That's just how their characters look. They never look like they're not going to be super detailed.
Have you seen Breath of the Wild running at 4K 60?
Yes, I have. I've seen it. Don't drop the link because I can't switch between us where we are right now because I'm recording our faces. Thank you. I'll check it out later. But here, I'm just going to go through the games that came out that were announced last year and actually came out or didn't come out. So last year we got Anthem gameplay. We got Halo Infinite. We got like announcements. Announcements of Anthem. Halo Infinite's not out yet. Sekiro did come out. Crackdown 3 came out. Kingdom Hearts 3 came out. Forza Horizon 4, I believe, came out.
That came out.
We Happy Few came out. Division 2 came out. Tomb Raider Shadow, the new one, came out. Session didn't come out, the skateboarding game. Devil May Cry 5 did come out. Cuphead, the DLC with the female character, did not come out. The Delicious Last Course. Jump Force came out. I'm trying to like think of these and how they did in my head, and they did not all of them did well. Jump Force was super hype, not super cool.
I didn't even buy that.
Yeah, some people play. It's cool. Battletoads got some sort of thing that never came yet.
We'll see that this year.
Gears 5 hasn't become out.
We'll see that.
We'll see that this year. Did we see a trailer or was it just a logo? It was just right?
No, we saw a little bit. We saw like a little bit of like cutscene.
Yeah. Cyberpunk, you're excited for. That's coming.
Gimme.
So that's coming out. Is that this year?
There's no date on it.
Oh, we're going to get some behind the, we'll get some information. Rage 2 came out. I haven't played it.
It's okay.
Okay. Skyrim, Fallout 76 did come out, right? Mm, the Elder Scrolls 6 got announced, but not released.
That's not coming out till next gen.
Beyond Good and Evil 2 also got announced.
Next gen.
Starlink, Star Fox, that came out. Last of Us 2, this gen or next gen? This gen, no.
I think it's going to be one of those.
Double gens?
Cusp.
Ghost of Tsushima. I forgot about this.
Tsushima.
Did we see this? What was
it? Yes, we did. It's so good.
I'm going back looking at my reaction to it. Remember,
like, he's in the forest and he's riding the horse.
Oh, bruh, wait. Why did I think this was Sekiro? Oh, that's crazy.
Because they're both samurai games.
Yeah, I for the life of me swore this was Sekiro.
Nope.
Wow, that's hilarious. Then I'm really happy that this hasn't come out yet, because I was like thinking, oh, Sekiro was cool. It's all right. But no, I mean, it's good. It's a Dark Souls, whatever. Dark Souls Samurai.
Dark Souls Samurai, baby.
Resident Evil 2 remake we got. That came out. That's good. I hear it's good.
I haven't played it.
I played the first few minutes and it was all right.
I have it. It's just in shrink wrap.
Yeah, we got a Death Stranding joint. We got Assassin's Creed Odyssey came out. Spider-Man for PS4 came out. Super Mario Party came out. Smash Brothers, came out. And I think that's all the reactions that I have from last year. So I guess predictions for this year, I'm just assuming Halo.
Halo's going to get their
release
date.
We were going by the conferences. I believe Xbox is going to save it for Halo and probably a PS5 reveal. Excuse me, Xbox. What is this? An Xbox
reveal.
We had Xbox.
We'll call it.
The next box. Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One.
One.
Xbox One X. I don't count those. I guess it counts.
Those are half steps.
It's supposed to be the Scorpion, right? Or was that the Xbox One X?
Scorpio's One X, yeah.
Oh, wow. Then I don't know, the Xbox next steps.
The next box, baby.
The next box. I think that's what we're going to probably get. We're going to get it.
I think they're just going to call it Xbox.
Just call it X. X, DMX, Exhibit, it doesn't matter. Call it the X. I don't know. Call it whatever you want. But I don't know. Do you have any other predictions? I think they're going to go real Halo-centered. But
I think they're going to be like, well, Sony's not here, so we're just going to
take over. But I don't know. Game wise,
I just need a release date.
Mm-hmm.
I just need a release date
on what?
Cyberpunk.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's all I care about.
Yeah. What's the next conference after that?
And Microsoft. One thing I say every year that I need, they never give me. Banjo-Kazooie.
I think we're gonna get a reveal for Smash. I think we're gonna get that cross.
Yo.
I need that. But wait, let's not get into that. What's the next conference you were just mentioning?
Bethesda.
I don't know. Microsoft, friggin' Fall, whatever to call it.
They're gonna show Doom Eternal again.
Uh-huh.
Because that's coming out. They're gonna probably show a little bit of Wolfenstein Youngbloods.
Okay.
And then Starfield, finally. They'll probably show that.
I don't think I'm excited for anything Bethesda related. You?
Starfield. That's about it.
Starfield was the one that they showed with the... It was like the huge thing. Space,
and then there's like a void. Something happens. It's like Starfield. But pretty much it's Skyrim in space. That's what they're saying. And I'm here for that. They'll probably show like some Fallout 76 DLC.
Huh. That's funny. I did not post a reaction of me reacting to Starfield, probably because it was so simple. And
there wasn't anything.
But it's funny because when I did type in Starfield, literally the Elder Scrolls came up and Bethesda came up on my channel. That's cool. That's interesting. I didn't write any. There's no tags in there that says that. Well, yeah, Bethesda. I mean, I'm gonna watch them all. You guys, if you want, who are listening to this, you can. Actually, let me pull up the things because I don't have a full grasp of if I'm gonna have work or not. I think all the Sunday conferences I'm gonna live stream, but the Monday ones through Wednesday we're gonna have to figure out.
There's more?
Hold on. Yeah, there's a few. Pull. You don't have the what's it called? I thought you pulled it up.
Oh, Nintendo. Yeah, that's last one's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's Tuesday. Yeah, so
Tuesday 9 a.m.
Well, Electronic Arts has something June 8th, the day before, so you missed one for Microsoft.
Oh, it's not even on my list.
Yeah, no. From what I see, we got Electronic Arts June 8th. I don't know what time. We got Microsoft June 9th, 1 p.m. Bethesda's next at 5:30 that same day. And then what did you... I think Devolver Digital is later.
Devolver's next.
That one's always just like a funny, goofy little cringe fest.
Just anti E3.
Yeah. And they do... How long have they been doing that anti E3 thing?
Ever since E3 tried to like sue them for renting out land to promote their stuff across the street.
Oh, that's funny. What were they trying to what's it called?
Well, like, you know, because you know, me and Gabe, we take the train, so like the little parking lot they usually have across the street.
Yeah, the one that had the Ouya that one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They rent that out so that they don't have to actually be in the convention center and spend all their money.
Oh, that's funny.
And so like E3 was just like, yo, we don't want you guys to do that. So they tried to like sue them.
Mm.
And ever since they did that, that's when they're like, E3 sucks.
That's funny. I like them. They're funny. But yeah, so I see Microsoft. We just chopped it up about that. Bethesda. I mean, yeah, Doom and all that stuff. Doom Eternal. They've got that right there. And then I think June 10th, which is Monday at 10 a.m., we got the PC gaming show. Anything excited about that? Maybe a new graphics card?
Because the new graphics card just came out. So it's probably just going to be more indie games with like retro arcade styles.
Yeah, I feel that.
And VR, new VR headset.
That's cool. For what? For Vive or for Valve?
I don't. Who knows?
Gabe got, the Oculus thing.
He got the Oculus S.
Is that thing good?
I don't know. Like, I have the Rift, and I don't use it.
What's the Rift?
The Oculus Rift. The original.
Oh, you have the original? You have that thing? That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got the Vive, and one of my sensors fell. I think you were there when it happened.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I want to get the Vive adapter, but I know that the Vive 2 is wireless already.
There's like a third one made by Valve themselves.
That's coming out? Wait, yeah, isn't Vive like made by Valve?
Vive is made by HTC, but like have a partnership with Valve, but like this is Valve's very own.
Yeah.
Headset. I don't even know what it's called, because it was like, it costs like $1,000. And I'm like, oh no, I'm good.
The joint I got was like $900, I think.
It was, yeah, something expensive, or like ridiculous.
Yeah.
I got my Oculus on like a Christmas like holiday sales, like $250. I was like, okay.
Yeah. So I'm reading this right here, and it says, for the fifth consecutive year, E3 will host the PC gaming show, a presentation on the latest game and hardware news for the platform for the 2019 edition. The PC gaming show promises a mix of content from big name franchises as well as smaller independent titles that are so prevalent on PC. It will be available to stream live on Twitch, this and that. Thus far, participants confirmed for the PC gaming show include Epic Games Store, which will be sponsoring the show, as well.
Oh, in the Fortnite, baby.
Yeah, we'll probably get something cool for Fortnite, which we don't play.
New season.
Yeah, season 92.
With the Dr. Disrespect
skin. Are they going to do that? Eventually get to like season 100?
We'll see.
They're only on season 9, so we got time.
Is there a Dr. Disrespect skin yet?
He doesn't play Fortnite. You know that.
I don't watch him anymore, so.
But you've been on Twitch. You know that, like, Ninja and Tfue and
last time I watched Dr. Disrespect, he was playing Fortnite.
Okay, but you know that's not his, like, main game. His main game was, like, PUBG. You knew that. You just disrespected the doctor. How dare you?
Hey, he was at the Rockets game. Not Rockets game.
Dang, can you stop saying things? Just talk.
Who's in the finals?
Figure it out.
Kawhi? Kawhi Leonard in the Spurs?
The Spurs? Get this man out of here, man. So it says
the Claw?
Stop, bro. That's actually right. As well as Frontier Developments, Paradox Interactive, Chucklefish, Digital Extremes, Funcoms, a bunch of different people. The PC Gaming Show always remains.
Are they finally going to release?
Boy, stop cutting me off when I'm talking.
Sorry. I just had a thought.
Etiquette, bro. Jeez.
I had a thought.
You wouldn't last a day on the Rogan podcast.
Hey.
Jeez.
I'm not famous.
It's not about being famous. I'm not famous, dude. What's your thought that you had to cut me off with?
Never mind. That's fine. Continue.
Hurry up. I'm done. I said what I had to say.
Star Citizen. Are we finally getting a release date for that game?
What do you mean? That game's out, isn't it?
No, it's not.
People play it.
But it's not out. It's like portions of a game.
Isn't it paid?
It's not a full game. It's like portions.
Fortnite ain't no full game.
Technically, it is.
No, it's not. It's a full multiplayer. They never finished what they originally wanted to do.
Well, nobody cares about that mode, so of course they're going to put all their time and money
into
it.
And nobody cares about Star Citizen. How many people?
People care.
Go on Twitch right now, see who's streaming. Let's see how many viewers are streaming it right now on Twitch.
Okay.
This man about to pull up three viewers.
Star Citizen. Let's see. How many people?
StarCraft came up.
248.
Pull up Fortnite real quick. Pull up Fortnite.
The highest view count is 111 people.
Pull up Fortnite real quick. See how many people were streaming that.
Fortnite shooter. 85,309 people.
All right, so let's cut the
Fortnite's a full game.
Cut the malarkey on Star Citizen. No, I'm just kidding. But
Star Citizen, when it comes out, it's gonna be massive flop.
I don't know anybody who cares about that game. I know you guys brought it up to me, and I'm like, meh. But I guess look, June 10th, Paul, 1 p.m. Ubisoft is coming through.
Man.
So with June 10th, that's the same day. So same day at 1 p.m. Yeah, Ubisoft routinely, let's see, I'm reading the little excerpt. It says routinely puts on one of the biggest E3 press conferences of the year, packing its full of gameplay trailers, new game announcements. We've heard rumors of the next Assassin's Creed, which will possibly star Vikings, is what this article says, Paul.
Yeah, that's been a rumor. There's an Easter egg for it in
the last one
in Division.
Oh, well, you're a fan of Assassin's Creed. You're the only guy I know who actually finishes them. Still,
yeah.
I used to finish them back. I got 1, 2, 3, lost Desmond and gave up. I was like, oh, I don't like this anymore.
Yeah. Interesting.
How many Assassin's Creeds is that? Like 10? It's too many.
Hold on. There's 1, 2, 3, Brotherhood. The one after Brotherhood.
Don't forget the one with the bow.
Liberation. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, Brotherhood. The one after Brotherhood.
The one with the black girl.
Revelation.
In New Orleans.
Liberation. There's Assassin's Creed 4. There is Unity. There is Odyssey.
There's the one where you're British.
Syndicate. And where's one? Nobody played where you played as the Templar dude.
There's one where you side scroll as an Asian girl.
Those don't count.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, there's three of those.
You getting pulled up on?
No, I'm trying to look because I had the game behind me. Origins?
Man, there's too many. But, I mean, some people liked it. I didn't.
And they refused to give us what we want.
Ninjas?
Japan, yes.
Yeah, they don't work well with that. Those, I don't know.
Give me what I want.
Well, you have Sekiro. Play that. But you got to get good, though.
I'm not good at that game.
I know.
I got pretty far.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
But, like, this one boss keeps whooping my ass, and I just gave up.
Keeps body bagging you?
This lady, like, you can't, because, like, there's there's optional bosses, but like even if you ignore her, she attacks you.
That's funny.
Like, she's like, I can't find my lover. And I was like, cool, that's too bad.
Yeah.
And then I walked past her, she's like, oh, you're going to ignore me? And she just attacks you.
That's hilarious.
I was like, okay.
So the rest of this excerpt says that Assassin's Creed isn't planned on releasing in 2019, thus don't anticipate it being at the show. But Watch Dogs. Yeah, Watch Dogs has been dormant since 2016, and a third game is reported. Yeah, all this has the information. The thing you just said, like London announcement could be perfect for the show. Closer, and then Beyond Good and Evil 2 development is continuing, and the game is taking shape. E3 will likely see a demonstration. Of course, no Ubisoft event would be complete without a Tom Clancy game, and although we anticipate more information on Division 2 DLC, Ghost Recon, isn't there a Ghost Recon game that just got announced?
Yeah, I don't even know what it's called. It's called Wildlands 2.
No.
Where you're fighting against the Punisher.
What? Oh, what's his name? The actor from the Punisher?
John Bernthal.
Oh, man. I don't know.
He's the bad guy. I liked Wildlands.
What? No, you didn't. I got footage of you saying you didn't.
No, and I actually played the full game. It was actually pretty cool.
Oh, well, didn't everybody uninstall it? We had it on PC.
We played the beta for it.
And then, the beta.
And then it ran crappy on all our PCs.
Yeah. Oh, we have boo-boo PCs then. We just got to turn it back on.
That's why when I got my good PC, I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's all it is. We were the plebeians.
We were the plebes. Man. It works amazing on my new system.
That's hilarious. I don't know. Ubisoft, I've got nothing I'm really looking forward to, but prediction.
Mario Rabbids 2, calling it.
Maybe. Did that game do well?
Yeah, did really well, actually.
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I have every year I say I want this game, but Ghost Recon had a crossover event with this game, and I say it every time. Give me a new Splinter Cell.
Well, yeah, that'd be great.
I need a new Splinter Cell because I need Sam Fisher in my life again. I miss him.
I feel that.
I want them to give, or Nintendo to give them a franchise they're not using so that they can make a cool game. So give them F-Zero.
That would be cool. I never even thought about that.
That would be great. Let's see. What else is Ubisoft? Prince of Persia?
Nah, problematic.
Actually, you might be right.
It's 2PC.
Well, Prince of Persia died when Assassin's Creed came out.
And that's why it died, because that Assassin's Creed surpassed it, probably.
No, Assassin's Creed originally was a Prince of Persia game.
Really?
Yeah, that's first funny. One.
Didn't they make a Prince of... Wasn't there a Prince of Persia movie?
Starring Jake Gyllenhaal?
And then they went and made Assassin's Creed starring what's-his-face?
Michael Fassbender?
Them boys ain't the...
Which is canon to the games.
Ugh, but neither of them are of the neither of them are from those places.
Well, Michael Fassbender's character was Spanish, and Spanish people back in those days were Hawaiians.
What? You mean Spaniards?
Spaniards, yes.
Okay.
From Spain. So you're saying like he doesn't fit that.
But you said Spaniards were white. What do you mean?
The people from Spain.
Uh-huh.
Back then.
You're telling me they transform from white to Spanish? What are you saying?
They're Spanish because they're from Spain.
Okay, so why'd you call them white then? What does that mean?
Because there are white Spaniards.
You're saying their complexion looks white. The same way you watch like a telenovela with like a guy who looks like a white dude. That's what I'm asking you.
No, like they are from Spain, but they are white people.
So you're saying they were Europeans who went to Spain?
I'm talking about Spain and as a nation. Never mind. We're going to go off topic.
No. What are white Spaniards? I've never heard of that.
White Spaniards.
Okay. Spaniard, exactly. White. Spaniard, white, or Latino. Let me see. Let's see. So Spaniards, or the Spanish people, are a Romance ethnic group that are indigenous to Spain. They share the common Spanish culture, ancestry, history with Spain. They are a number of nationalisms, regionalisms reflecting complex history, diverse culture, although... Okay, this is way too long. So what race is a Spaniard considered? The U.S. Census Bureau defines Ethnium, Hispanic or Latino, to refer to person of Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, South or Central American, other Spanish culture, race, this and that. Are Spanish people Latinos? The United, man, I'm tired of seeing what the United States Census says. Are Spaniards or and Portuguese considered white? All right. So I'm sorry, but if somebody wrote some response, it says, I'm sorry, but if you are Portuguese or Spanish and can play a Latino or South American character on a show without a without public outcry of whitewashing with nobody noticing, then you are not white. The Spanish and Portuguese and Southern Europeans, minus the former Yugoslav, are brown. Brazilians are considered Latino in the UK, and the immigrant Portuguese are treated much like the Mexican immigrants in the US and told to speak English when the Portuguese immigrated to Hawaii. All right, I'm getting a lot of information that is really confusing. But yeah, I guess I still don't know what you mean. But if anybody listening to this does, hey, just comment, message us. I'm confused, I guess.
I brought that up in relation to you saying that Michael Fassbender played a Spanish person.
Yeah, I know what you brought it up as. He acted as a Spanish person. I get that, but you were saying that Spaniards were white people in the past.
And he said it didn't make sense at first, and I said because Spanish people were white people, and they were like, you don't get it, and that's where we are.
Yeah, I know where I'm at. I'm confused. I like, what do you mean? Like, are you saying like all Spanish people are descended from white people? That's what you're saying?
No.
Explain it then. I'm confused.
No, because we're talking about
how
Jake Gyllenhaal played the Prince of Persia.
Yes.
And then we said Michael Fassbender played somebody from Spanish.
Uh huh.
And it was brought up that you said, which doesn't make sense because he is white. And I was like, well, Michael Fassbender does because there were white Spaniards.
I guess I still don't get it. I'm out the loop. I'm in the Matrix. All right. I'm in the Matrix.
Moving on.
Why do Americans think Spaniards are not white but brown? Is that where I'm at? Are Spaniards white? Atheist forums? Yo.
Oh, wow. You're hitting the doldrums of the internet, huh?
Anyone of European background is considered white, regardless as if they... I'm reading something, by the way. If they are pale-skinned or not. My husband has a lot of Spanish in him. His skin is brown. His hair is very dark brown. His eyes are very dark brown. I am, to the best of my knowledge, German, Irish, and Swedish descent. Next to me, my husband isn't white. Even the parts of him that don't get tanned in the sun aren't as light as I am.
Talking about his manhood.
I think we should move on because I don't want to sound. I don't.
I've been trying to move on.
I don't want to sound like an idiot. I just don't get it.
I've trying to move on. He's keep looking at forum posts.
I need to understand what you mean.
It's okay. Somebody will correct you in the comments if they get this far. He's learning through Google.
Oh,
right now.
It says having origins in any of the original people. Wait, what? No, I'm reading wrong stuff. Let's just continue, I guess.
So, yes, people. So
Spanish people are
Ubisoft.
White, and white people are Spanish. I don't. I'm done.
Sure.
I'm done.
Ubisoft. So
we're done. Spanish, I think we're done with Ubisoft.
Assassin's Creed. What else? There's probably gonna be Trials. I do want to see Beyond Good and Evil 2, even though I feel like that's going to be a next-gen game.
Yeah.
That's about it, really.
Yeah, but later
new
that...
Rayman side-scrolling game?
Rayman announced in Smash. But look, after that we got Square Enix at 6 o'clock, same day.
Taking the place of PlayStation.
That is taking the place. Oh, and they never deliver, so this is going to be bad. They're going to say, We have Final Fantasy VII. It's coming out 4 years from now.
4 years from now. But, do you hear about that game? Like what they're doing with that? Instead of like releasing the full story of Final Fantasy, they're releasing
in
like
chapters?
Three versions of it. So like the first part, second part, and third part.
Why, to make more money?
Probably just give them more time.
Well, hey, I mean, if you whatever, but will it be super short?
I don't know. That's kind of what I'm curious about. Yeah. Like, I need to know where the first game ends, and that's where I can kind of judge.
This article says last year's E3 press conference was one of the worst we've ever seen. So there is nowhere to go but up for this publisher this year. Luckily, we think there will be more promising games shown off during the 2019 presentation. 2 years out from Nier Automata's release, it seems like an appropriate time to pull back the curtain on a sequel. And Crystal Dynamics Avengers Project. Oh, that's it. The Avengers.
Yeah.
There you go. The Avengers Project should be progressing as well. And if we're lucky, we'll also get more information on Platinum Games' Babylon's Fall. as well as Final
Fantasy. Oh, yeah.
As well as Final Fantasy VII Remake. The latter game was announced several years ago and has undergo a studio change since years since. Really? They got a new studio working on Final Fantasy? That's weird.
Because they took everybody off that team to work on Kingdom Hearts.
Uh-oh. There, so that means it's going to be like Season 2 One Punch Man looking. Ugh. Gross.
Still haven't watched it.
Well, yeah. You're not a huge fan of it, but nah. It's not as great.
Stop watching because you keep complaining about the animation.
Well, read the manga then. The manga's dope.
Yeah. We'll see.
Or whatever. I'm reading Attack on Titan. I don't even want to tell you how weird it is. It is weird. They have gone to... I don't understand what's happening anymore.
Okay.
It's crazy. You're never going to get catched up. I know you don't care enough about that show.
Don't spoil it for people
because some people have not read or seen... I don't want to... That show is still going. I don't spoil stuff that's still going.
Okay.
Yeah, don't spoil that. Yeah, because some people haven't watched the show just like you, so I don't want to get yelled at for that. But yeah, I don't know anything.
Aaron was born a Titan, and his pinky is a Titan as well. It transforms into a different Titan.
This man just could not. He could not contain himself. All right. So, anything about Square Enix that you're into?
I just
Kingdom Hearts DLC.
I want to see Avengers.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
They'll probably have Kingdom Hearts DLC. In which they'll finally give us Star Wars.
Star Wars, what?
Yeah, because Disney owns Star Wars now, so Sora goes into a Tatooine.
You said they're going to have DLC about Star Wars?
No, that's what I want.
Did you finish? What's it called?
Kingdom Hearts, I did.
Oh, yeah, I didn't finish it, so don't spoil me. I got to finish it. One day I will. I heard it's okay. Yeah. Some people are like, yeah. Well, I don't know. Other than that, I'm not a...
I waited 10 years for this.
I won't bring back the bouncer, bro.
That game wasn't good.
What? I love that game. I beat that game. Didn't we play it together?
We played it together, but like looking back,
the game was amazing.
I played it again on an emulator.
Well, everything's gonna suck years later.
I was like, ooh, this does not hold up well.
That's everything. Everything sucks years later. But all right, I guess we can move on to the next one. Conference at a time. This is how we usually do it. Ooh, well, it's the last one because we got no Sony. No Sony, man.
No Sony this year.
We'll talk about that last then. Let's talk about Nintendo, the greatest of all console generations. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, shout out to Nintendo for providing all the products.
Oh yeah, and for helping me get into E3.
Yeah. But look, Nintendo. I like them. I've been rocking with them for a long time. They are good friends of your boy. I actually may or may not be working with them this year at E3. We'll see what happens. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I'm going to see them, though. I have like a meeting planned. If you want to roll with me, you know what to do. But other than that, June 11th, 9 a.m. And it says, I'll read this and then we'll give our responses. What do you think? What's coming? What's going? They've already announced
They're going to show more of, let's say Kingdom Hearts. They're going to show,
Kingdom Hearts, what?
What is that game? Fire Emblem.
Oh, yeah. Fire Emblem game is in development.
Comes out on my birthday. Comes out on my birthday.
We've got we actually have a Nintendo. There's a what's it called? Pokemon Sword and Shield is getting a direct on June 6th.
Did you see that dumb? Press conference Pokemon. Pokemon did with Pokemon Sleep.
Oh, I didn't watch that at all. What was that? You watched it?
Bad. I watched it.
Wait, is it online somewhere?
Yeah, it was like a parody.
I need to make a reaction. Sorry, what's that?
It's too late now. It's like a parody of everything gaming related.
Wait, so it wasn't real?
No, it was real, but it seems like everything that people will parody about it
was they created?
Yeah. It seems like it's a fake joking kind of thing. It's like, well, we've told people to go outside and to be interactive outside, but what if...
They're trying to bring Pokemon into your home. It looks like, what is all this?
Into sleep, Pokemon sleep.
What is it?
And then they don't ever show what it is. They don't really talk about it. This like, here's Pokemon sleep. We're trying to.
Is it a troll? Did they troll people?
No, it's real. It's like there's a new Pokemon Plus adapter thing, and like they lay it next to the pillow, but they don't ever explain.
I need to watch this. It looks like it's like 33 minutes of
cringe. Like a parody.
Yeah. But it's a parody from the company, so they know they're trolling.
It feels like it, but it's real.
Huh. That's weird. I'm
all like, okay, well, Pokemon Sword and Shield, we're going to show you guys that next week.
That's weird.
And here's Pokemon Sleep or a new Pokemon phone game.
That's weird.
It's like Brock looks buff because like he like has clothes on and he flexes and his clothes
burst
off.
I see that. I'm looking at a Game Explain thumbnail as we speak.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but Nintendo in general, I'm looking forward to. I mean, the only thing I really care about from Nintendo is Smash Bros. But I mean, I'm thinking, oh, we'll get some Metroid stuff.
New character is Metroid, hopefully.
Yeah, if we get a real cool crossover collab, yo, we get Master Chief and Smash, man. That's all I need. I don't think it'll ever happen, but if it does, or Banjo-Kazooie, I really think
getting Master Chief in Smash Brothers is very possible.
More possible than dude from Minecraft.
Yeah, I think you're gonna get both.
Don't even play games. Listen, if they do that crossover, I'm not playing anything else for the rest of my life.
Imagine the trailer. I'm imagining the trailer right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I've talked about this. Yeah. It'd be crazy, dude.
You see Captain Falcon driving in a race, right?
You know, against a warthog.
He hits a jump, and then behind him,
Sticky Bomb,
a warthog comes out and catches him in the Blue Falcon. And then they smash into each other in like an anime. And then out comes Captain Falcon charging up a Falcon Punch, and out comes Master Chief with the sticky grenade, and then they lock like Sasuke and Naruto. Ying!
It would be that. I wouldn't mind that at all. I would not.
John, it's time. All right, Cortana. Bing! Master Chief joins Smash Brothers.
They gotta make him They'd have to make him Master Chief from a Halo 2, though. That's like the best Master Chief to me. Halo, he's different all throughout, but it's just one of those things where like the one that like I think really the one that shut it down like was, I mean, number one was good, but Halo 2 Master Chief, that's my guy. I don't know, who knows. I don't like the new age one's helmet looks all weird and the body armor,
and then like his alternate costume will be Agent Locke.
No, I doubt that. He wasn't popular enough.
Voiced by Luke Cage himself,
maybe. I don't know. I don't think they do voices in the game. Like people, I mean, they have voiceover for like certain taunts, but not really.
Yes.
I don't know though. Nintendo, they already have announced everything. Nowadays, they don't keep many secrets for these conferences. You know, it's kind of just like, here's everything we got coming up. Please stop bothering us. That's the vibe.
Or a new character in Smash is Reggie.
What?
Reggie Fils-Aimé?
I know who you're talking about. Why would Reggie
as a final tribute to Reggie, they put him in Smash Brothers.
You can already play as Reggie. You just make a me him.
But a real Reggie.
All right, Paul, you going to have some real predictions or what?
No. Yes. Let's see.
I mean, I'm trying to think of other characters.
We're for sure going
to
get a new Smash character.
We'll get a new Smash announcement. We still have 4 and it's already June. Dang, I just thought about that. February?
No. The game came out in December.
No, excuse me. We got Piranha Plant in February. We got Joker in April. So we're going to get an announcement for a new Smash character in June, which is E3. And hopefully it's good. And, let me see the rest of this article.
What if it's Waluigi? Would you be happy?
Yeah, why not? They've been announcing him for a while. I wouldn't be mad at that. That'd be cool. I don't even care at this point because the game is so good by itself. They're just putting little cherries on top of the ice cream at this point. They're not, nobody's.
What if?
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off again.
No, you're good.
What if they give Sonic the movie skin?
We haven't talked about how the movie's getting updated, but I made a video about it the other day, but no. Sonic with the updated movie skin, that'd be so cringe. Don't even know. But so it says, Nintendo has no shortage of games in development for Nintendo Switch, including Luigi's Mansion 3 is coming. Bayonetta 3 is coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bayonetta.
Metroid Prime 4 is coming, and Pokemon Sword and Shield. With its rapid-fire Nintendo Direct presentation during E3 2019, we expect to hear news on at least a few of these games alongside new announcements. What we will not see is any new hardware, according to this article, unless we get a Nintendo XL, but I think that's not happening. Nintendo has already confirmed that its presentation will be software only. Any news about revised or cheaper Nintendo Switch system will have to wait for a different event. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Or they're just saying that so they can hit us with the, oh, one more thing.
They do that every time. Every single time.
And then he reaches into his pocket.
It's every single time. It's one of the
Switch
best.
Mini.
It's one of the best feelings ever. The whole, here we go. We got something cool for you.
We'll have this available on the show floor today.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nintendo always pulls through. They have not failed me in the last like 3 years. Literally.
Yeah.
Every time we go, we're always like, let's just go to Nintendo booth.
That's the only booth like worth not
kicking,
because,
it, kicking okay, it at.
Because if people who
oh and Mario Maker 2 already, too, my bad. That's already coming.
Yeah, but that comes out like a week or two after.
They'll have it
over.
On the floor though. I mean, but it's like it's like the same game with upgrades.
That's what I have a feeling my top two predictions of what the booth will be is either Mario Maker themed or Fire Emblem themed.
Definitely Mario Maker. They're not gonna put Fire Emblem above Mario Maker. But they'll have both. Yeah. They'll split it off. I mean, Nintendo's got a lot of space. Nobody's there.
Yeah.
Nobody's there. Nobody.
See, the thing about the Disney booth, the thing about the Nintendo booth is like, it is like Disneyland for gamers.
Yeah, they make it for gamers. Last year was so cool. Remember when we went and saw the
Smash and
all the Smash props. Bros. Props? Why was Captain Falcon's head gigantic?
Why was Fox's head gigantic?
I don't know, but it was
that
all
was scary. It was like also
no, his gut. Like, we didn't see his head. Oh, we saw his.
Because they had his little head wrap thing.
Yeah, we saw his the thing that the little helmet and also
his gun
holster and all that stuff.
And I saw it at a game. I was like, yo, if his head is this big, how big is Fox?
Boy, Fox is a little Fox is a little demigod.
Fox is scary, man.
Yo, Fox, hey, he's thick.
Oh, god dang.
I don't know, but I mean, I'm excited for everything E3 this year. I didn't go that much last year. Last year I went one day, I think. Last year we went one day and we skipped out on that Smash Bros. Tournament, which I heard was epic.
Yeah, we did.
But this year I have time in the afternoon to go, right after noon. And usually it doesn't open till noon, right?
Well, you can get in early because you have a media badge.
I can get in early, but I'm not going to be able to get in early because I'm working. I'm going to be working on confetti. But Wednesday, I am going to be free. So the 12th, because I'm going to be there working with this company doing like some sort of like live streaming thing. So when I'm there, I'll be there all day. And then I got to go back to work. But yeah. But it should be fun. E3 is always like a fun little, you know, just it's a good little get it out of my system. Just hang out. Amongst the gaming community, I usually see a bunch of viewers who are there, which is always fun.
Yeah, shout out to you. Slimeroy is going to be there.
Slimeroy will be there. Some of our regulars who's on our streams during Twitch and broadcast and YouTube. But yeah, no, I usually very much run into like a lot of people at E3 nowadays. So I'm looking forward to seeing most of you all who are going to be there because me and Paul and Gabe will be there. I mean. Who knows? I guess we'll just be hanging out. Do you think we'll go every?
I can't wait to hear people say, "Yo, aren't you that dude that was on the Joe Rogan podcast?"
You're not gonna let it go, huh?
It's gonna happen, man.
It's possible. It's possible.
I'm happy for
but,
you,
but it's not. But you know, he uploads every day, so like you either catch it or you don't. If you're a huge,
they're gonna catch you, baby.
If you're a hardcore Joe Rogan listener, then yeah, you'll see it because I think that video is almost at like a million views, but. You know, or I think, and I'm sure the podcast has a lot of listens and plays. But yeah, hey, shout out to everybody who listened to me on the Joe Rogan podcast and who came from there to here. And those who are probably spamming my comments saying, make a podcast with your dad, which may or may not happen. We'll see. All depends on my free time and if my dad even wants to do something like that or if I even want to do anything like that.
I don't want to do this. How's it gonna make me money?
ain't no money, ain't no wine. Did you watch any of that podcast, by the way?
I watched all of it.
You really watched it all?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You never watch.
I gotta go pee.
100% of the things that I do. But listen, that's hilarious because yeah, I think the funniest part about that podcast was that's how I knew my dad wasn't aware that we were doing this. Cause I was like, hey, you know, this, like, people are going to see this. And I was like, people are going to listen to this. Not that he said anything bad, but he's
even enjoy doing this. No.
Yeah. Cause I was like, bro, I was like, I know I'm not saying you have to cater to your audience, but I was just like, hey man, as I was like, as a person who's his own brand, I think you want your fans to still enjoy you after this. And they did, because they don't care. They're like, oh, he doesn't care about us? Well, we don't care either. We love him. We love him no matter what. Pop, Pop don't give a F.
Like, nope. Don't. I just like calling Bank of America.
I like getting my money, and I like drinking my wine. I'm like, okay, that's cool, Dad, but let's not, you know, hey, let's, you know, let's have a little respect for the people who support us. No. Want my money. Yo, that was fun though. It was a very fun podcast. I hope I'm invited to do it again in the future. Oh man. But I mean, I don't know. That seems like all of E3. I don't know if there's anything else to really talk about. Any surprises? You think we'll get anything that's like really just like a
I think Xbox is going to be the first ones to show their new consoles.
True. Oh, my bad. This is off. It's not off topic. It's on topic. This is what I was going to say. Okay, so since Sony isn't there, what is Sony doing?
I think they're just going to be like, I think they're going to let Microsoft make the mistake again of going first, of showing new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be like, oh, okay, that's what you're doing. This is what we doing. PS5.
But how?
It's going to have all the exclusives.
What if they just have a huge banner that drops the morning of and they film it and they live stream it and then they take a game and they share it?
You know what I honestly think they might do?
Yeah.
If Sony wants to be super petty, is they have a conference unscheduled, but at the exact same time as Xbox. And then they lead off.
But do they hate each other still? I thought they were coming together. I thought everybody was getting cross platforms happening soon.
They're trying to something with the internet cross platform, but until then, it's war. Oh, Sony, oh, you guys have games? Here's a PS5 coming out 2 months from now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm currently watching my E3 vlog, by the way, where All Might was trying to lift this guy.
The dude.
I don't know why. I don't want to have to cut to this during our podcast, but it was weird. Go look up my playlist on my channel, E3 2018 full coverage, and look up the shortest E3 vlog ever with my name attached to it, Run JD Run, and you'll see it. But yeah, I don't know, me Sony wise I feel like they're gonna say something. There's no way they stay quiet, you know. It might be after E3, it might be before, but
or they drop something on Saturday. That day is free.
What's Saturday? Which day is that?
That's the 8th. Nothing's happening.
The 8th is EA.
No, but...
I'm just saying. It is.
The only game I care about from EA, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And they'll probably have Apex Legends second map.
That game's not doing well. But maybe it'll get a resurgence.
I still play that game every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. You're one of not that many, I assume, because I think it's taking a dive. But I know they got DLC coming or something. But that seems like what E3 is going to be about this year. You know what's funny? We used to like die to want to go. I'm kind of over it. We used to sneak into E3. That used to be our thing. Like I got kicked out at 15 for going. And then after that, we used to borrow badges from people we knew who had connections. Yeah. And then we became the connections. And by that, I mean me. I am the connection now. I am the connection now. I am the captain.
What was my nickname? Jody? Jamie something?
I think I have the vlog still. The year where we all had the different ones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was Baeza.
Oh, that he came out of nowhere. That was that was Derek, and he I remember that. But me, you, and Gabe, and was it Ronnie? Well, there was four of us, wasn't it? It felt like it was Ninja Turtles esque, but I don't remember.
Dave hasn't gone.
Dave is gone. He went one time. He pulled up and like complained.
so many
people up in here, dude. Dang, I got mad E3. I have E3 content all the way back from 2015. Probably from 2014. We've been doing this for a while. Probably 2009, I remember I made a video. Ooh, 2009, that's 10 years ago. Playboy? Do I have that? Let me see.
I have a vlog on here from at some point from E3 on my channel.
Man, crazy, dude.
E3.
I've been doing this gaming thing and just internet thing for a while. Like, I didn't even realize it. You know what I want to do? I want to upload footage of us playing Outlast to my Instagram. I'm curious to see how people react to gameplay from back in the day, you know?
Paul looks so skinny in that clip.
Aren't you Paul?
Yeah.
You sound like that. You a goof, man. But
2011
2011, that's what it was. But we did go 2010 because that's when I met Pilar. So.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You didn't invite me to E3.
You're welcome.
What did you do? Did you do something?
I made you talk to her because you wasn't going to.
Nah, bro. Come on. I would have pulled up. Probably not.
Nah. Nah, you were scared.
Oh. No.
It's a widow baby.
Oh, Paul wants some credit. Talk to her.
I don't know. I don't know about that. She's got people around her. She's got people around her. What? And I played Distraction to one of her booth babes. Played UFC.
UFC, that wasn't near that booth. I don't know.
She was at the THQ booth. I remember this.
Oh, all right. Well, dang, player. Good for you. You did it, Paul. You made this happen. Let's all give it up for Paul, guys. Paul.
You're welcome. Paul. You guys love those JD Pilar videos? You're welcome.
It's all Paul's doing. She would roast his ass right now. She
knows the truth.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I think that's where we're going to probably wrap it up here, Paul. Do you have any final thoughts?
No. I'm just trying to think of any games that that possibly EA could show probably the next Dragon Age.
There's that Dragon Ball Z project from PS4. What happened? What about that thing that looks like...
Bandai Namco. They could probably show at Xbox.
Maybe. We'll see.
Because Jump Force and everything showed at the Xbox conference.
Yeah, it did. All right, well, I don't know. But, yeah, I think that's going to be our E3 coverage, everybody, or pre-E3, and then we'll talk about it next week. Or, we'll talk about it next week and see how we feel about everything and that also, was announced. And
And also my Galaxy's Edge review.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess we'll have to talk about that, too.
I bought a Jedi robe already in preparation to go.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, I saw you wearing it a second ago. Put it on.
I just want to see my Jedi robe.
Jesus Christ, please hurry up. Right here. The thing hit the mic hella hard just now. Oh my goodness, dude.
Where is it?
All right, y'all. So, yes, be sure to, watch our podcast on YouTube, youtube.com/runjdrun. That's where you can watch all the behind the scenes of how this works. Look at this guy. He's a big baby. He's a big kid. Okay. Make your office red, Paul. Go on, make it red. Go on, make it red just like a Dark Lord Sith. I'll make mine red, too. Hey, Siri, make my office red. There we go. Now we're both Darth Vaders. Your green screen's in the way, so it doesn't look that red, but I get it.
Doom. Now, Lord Vader. Do what you must.
Jesus Christ, get away from the microphone.
You underestimate the power of the dark side.
Oh my God. All right. Well, that's been our podcast, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. Paul, where can they follow you?
You can find me on the Death Star.
Oh God. Paul's online at Jonesimus Prime. The podcast is online, the JD and Paul cast, and you can follow me on YouTube, Run JD Run, or anything on the internet at JD Witherspoon. Leave some reviews and all that stuff, and you know what it is. And we'll catch y'all in the next one. Aight. Peace.
Peace out, people.
Hey everybody, so yeah, that was this week's JD and Paulcast. I hope you all enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to follow the pages, subscribe to our podcast, leave some well thought out reviews. Let us know if you enjoyed this episode. What was your favorite part? If you leave a review or a comment or maybe a voice memo on Anchor, that'd be cool. Remember, we're on Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, and SoundCloud. If you want us to be on other platforms, please let us know where, and we'll try to get that going. I have heard some people say they'd like it on Google Podcasts, so I'll try to get that figured out for you. But other than that, watch the video of the podcast if you enjoy video podcasts, and hit the like button there, share. Links will be in the description below, and you can subscribe on youtube.com/runjdrun, and also go to Paul's Twitch channel, which will be twitch.tv/jonesmissprime, and his YouTube channel, so you can see his Star Wars Galaxy's Edge video. Hopefully he creates it and posts it. His channel is called P Jones 2 Fly.
No, it has been rebranded as Jonesmissprime.
Oh, well, the link for it is probably the same as the one Twitch, before.
YouTube.com/JonesMissPrime.
Is that what it is? Jones and Miss Prime. All right, well, then you heard it here first. I gave you the wrong link. Jones and Miss Prime.
The rebrand.
The rebrand. Oop, I tried to type it in. And, yep, there it is. There it is, Paul Jones. And like I said, the link is the original channel name, but it's all good. It's Jones and Miss Prime here on YouTube. Cool. All right, y'all. Like I said, I appreciate you. This was a really long outro, and I apologize, but I will catch you on the next one, or we will catch you on the next one. See you later. Have a great day. Peace. You didn't say peace, Paul.
May the force be with you.
Jesus Christ.